Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today are Yi Wei. Hi, Yi.
Hi.
And Scott Ge. Hi, Scott. And we had you guys on a few months ago to look at the Bing code search, which was a cool add-in to Visual Studio that lets you search for code. And today we're going to talk about how that's evolved into the just-released Bing Developer Assistant. So we'll talk about, again, what's it for, and then we'll talk quite a bit about what it does and also what's new since the Bing code search, which was very popular. And the developer assistant's been out for a couple of days. I've already seen quite a few nice comments on it. So maybe introduce yourselves a little bit and then tell us about the Bing developer assistant.
Yeah. So my name is Scott. I'm from the OneCode team. I'm the program manager of OneCode.
My name's Yi Wei. I'm a postdoc at Microsoft Research Cambridge. I'm working on the Code Snippets project for a few years now.
Cool. And so what was kind of the thinking behind doing this extension, doing this add-in?
So the new Bing Developer Assistant, it tried to make it a lot easier for developers to find code samples, millions of code samples, from within your developing environment, which is Visual Studio. And in the previous version, which is the Bing code search, you can only find code snippet, right, from the internet, from Bing. And in this new version, we actually integrated with another plugin, which is called Sample Browser, developed by my team in the past. Yep. And it allows you to also find sample projects, which is complete VS projects from within this kind of one-stop shop of the sample.
Okay, so you used to have basically two ways to find things. You could use the code search to find code. Then you could use the sample browser to find samples, and now you're kind of saying, why do you need two tools? Why don't you just have one?
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
And in addition, we also bring you a brand new IntelliSense experience to make it a lot easier to find code samples for APIs.
Okay, cool.
So maybe we can
let's see
a quick
it. Yeah.
demo. So I already show you the first feature, which is the IntelliSense experience to quickly find a code sample for APIs. So when you are writing code, you will use a lot of APIs, like datetime, let's say datetime from binary. So this is an API from datetime, right? So by default, Visual Studio will show you a description of the API in the IntelliSense window. But sometimes, you know, the description, just if you just look at the description, it's hard to tell how to use this API. So, Robert, what will you do if you do not know how to use the API?
I would go Bing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Google it if I'm not into Binging.
I would prefer Bing.
Me too.
Yeah, so I would go to browser and Bing the API. And
leave Visual Studio, leave the context, go to the browser, get distracted because my browser comes up with the Bing homepage, and then I see something that I'm interested in, and 15 minutes later, I forget why it was that I left Visual Studio in the first place. Not very productive.
Exactly. So that's also
although very good for wasting time.
Yeah. So you have to copy and paste the code from the browser back to the Visual Studio. So that's a lot of steps. Now, in this new experience, we directly bring the code snippet into the IntelliSense window, and we also pick the best code snippet for you. So you just click this code sample button, and then you will see the code sample found by the Bing code search service. And you can see that for this sample, this particular API is demonstrated here and tells you how to use this API. And also this code snippet also shows you the source. So this code snippet is coming from MSDN. And if you click that link, you will see the source of the code snippet.
So is that likely the documentation for it?
Okay.
And that opens in Visual Studio. Oh, cool. All right.
So you never leave Visual Studio for searching for those APIs. So you can see there are other APIs here. So just click on that, and then Bing code search service will show you the sample code samples for those APIs. Okay. But sometimes
and then you can use the code in the sample?
Yeah, so you can copy and paste. So if you want to use this, just select it. Right click and copy it.
Okay.
And paste it. Sometimes when you're looking for a sample, not every API today has the code sample. So let's say this one, change password. So you can see that this API, it does not find any code samples. But we do not, we still give you the option to share code samples. So it's a great opportunity for community to build a code sample repository together. So in this case, you just click this button. So it will bring you into the MSDN, and you log in with your Windows Live ID, and then you can share your code sample to the community. And later, when someone else, they are looking for the sample for this particular API, they will find your sample. So isn't that very cool?
Yeah.
And of course, we are working very hard to grab more and more samples for all the APIs, not only the .NET.
Okay. So in that case, when you upload, are you uploading a sample or really just a snippet?
You can upload a snippet. So you can see in this documentation, you can write a C# snippet. You put your snippet here, and give some description in this page, and then publish it. Then Bing Code Search Service will index it.
Yeah.
And next time when you search for the API, they will see your sample.
Cool. All right.
And we're also tracking whose sample it is and who downloaded, how many people downloaded, how many people downloaded a sample, and how many times it is used.
Okay.
So.
So that's the first feature that we introduced to you, which is the new IntelliSense experience to help you quickly find code samples for API.
Mm-hmm.
The second feature I want to introduce to you is the new search experience using natural language. So you can use your natural language to express your need, like I want to convert maybe XML to Excel. So you can express your need using natural language and then hit the search button. You will find those sample projects, which is the complete VS project you can build and run, and code snippet for you.
Cool.
So in the sample projects, you can see that it looks like we are quite lucky here. We find a sample that exactly match our need, convert XML to Excel. And then you can say, okay, I want to, before I download it, I want to preview this code to see if it's really relevant to my need, you know.
Right.
So you can click this link. It will bring you to the documentation, online documentation of this sample project. And then you can read its document, and also there's online preview of the source code here. So you can see if it's relevant, and if you think it's relevant, then the next step you can do is to download it. So just one button click, it will be downloaded, and another button click, the sample will be opened for you.
And that launches a new instance of Visual Studio so that your existing project stays open.
Yes.
Yep.
And also when it opens the sample project, the documentation of the code sample will be open for you.
Okay.
And you can, then on the right side, you can see the source code. That you can build and run and play with it.
Cool.
So that's the sample projects.
Excuse me.
And in the meantime, we show you the code snippet. So those are the code snippets that found by Bing Code Search. And then you can see, for example, this code snippet comes from the support.microsoft.com KB article.
Okay.
And then if you find it useful, you can copy and paste it.
Got it.
Okay. So that's the second feature, search by task or search by natural language. The third feature I want to show to you is another very frequently requested feature from MVP community. We engage with MVP a lot. So MVP gave us a lot of great feedback. So they suggest that in many enterprise environments, they do not have the internet access.
Right.
So they want to have kind of offline search capability. So now let me go offline. Let me disconnect from the internet and show you that we have also implemented the offline search capability in this plugin. Okay. Now, as you can see, I'm offline, and the plugin will automatically show you that we are in the offline state.
Right.
Right. And so we actually index all the samples that you have already downloaded. So you can still search for sample projects that you have downloaded. So let me go back to the IntelliSense window. And let's say I want to use maybe this API, OpenFire Dialog. You know, it gives you a standard dialog for OpenFire. So you can see that we find some code sample. But this sample is not coming from the internet. It's actually coming from your local sample projects. So you can see it's source. It's one of my local folders. Actually, this is one of the projects that I downloaded earlier. And then it shows you how to use OpenFile Dialog.
Okay.
And you can also configure where you want to index your local folder, your local sample projects. So in the tools and options window, you can go to this Bing Developer System node, expand it. Then in under the code snippet window, you will see this configuration option that allows you to add more folders for offline index. So by default, the default folder for downloading samples are indexed, is indexed. And you can add more folders. Let's say you have some, you have your own folders that have all your projects.
Oh.
Then you can add that folder into the index and click OK. And then the plugin will index
the source code. That's cool.
For you.
So if I know that I did something in a previous project, I can now search that.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's the offline search. And again, this is a feature that frequently asked by MVPs.
Will it search the docs if you've downloaded them?
Yes.
Okay.
As well.
So when you install Visual Studio, it doesn't automatically download all the documentation, but you have that option. If you choose to do that and you have the offline documentation, then the assistant will search that if you have it in offline mode?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes.
It's a little bit out of date potentially, but you know, now you have offline capabilities.
Yes.
Cool.
So those are the new features that we bring to the Bing Developer Assistant, and I hope that you will like it.
That's awesome. So how do people get it? It's out on the Visual Studio Gallery, presumably. There it is.
Yeah. So Bing Developer Assistant, it's available in the Visual Studio Gallery, and here is the web page that you can download the plugin, and we support both Visual Studio 2013 and the Visual Studio 2012.
Okay.
So you can use them. And then in the meantime, you can also discover those plugins in the Visual Studio tools in the extension and updates window. So you go to the online Visual Studio Gallery. Oh, I'm still disconnected from the internet.
If you're online.
And then you can search for Bing Developer Assistant. And then install it.
Cool. And then as you do updates to that, that will show up in the black flag at the top. It'll tell me that there's updates. That's very cool. All right.
Now I'm going to talk about where those samples coming from and what kind of information we collect from the data in order to boost the service.
Cool.
For code samples, for sample projects, we have a collection of over 7,000 VS solutions, which is built and managed by the Microsoft Sample Gallery team. And for code snippets, we are getting snippets from four major websites: MSDN, Stack Overflow, C#411, and .NET Pros.
Okay.
We collect all the snippets from those domains to show up in add-in, and we're also working to expand to other domains as well. On the query side, when the user enters a query, and we collect the query itself, of course, also the project type the user is using, ASP.NET, WPF, we also collect the .NET versions that you're using in order to pinpoint a better solution for you. Yeah, that's the data we're collecting.
Okay, so are the results I get back specific to the project I'm in?
Yeah.
So if I'm writing a Windows phone app and I want to convert XML to Excel,
it's more likely
which
that
may or may not be supported in that runtime, right? I don't think it is. So would I then not see results because the assistant is smart enough to know that yeah, there's code to do that, but it won't run in your environment?
You will see results, but when information is available, we try to rank more more proper snippets higher.
Okay.
So you can see them first. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So now the plugin supports code search in different experiences where we realize that most of the time is spent in debugging.
Right.
We're also working together with the Bing Tech team to support compilation error and debugging exception supports there.
Ooh.
It's not ready, but it's coming.
That would be a cool one. So then when I get an error that I don't understand, I should be able to search on that error. Because that's another thing that you do. You leave Visual Studio, you go to your favorite search engine, and then you have to type this very long, sometimes, error message that you got. Right.
And there's a lot of context information, like a stack trace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're working on that right
now. All right.
Now.
That would also be very cool. Cool.
Good.
What about, have you thought about integrating the forms, the information that's in the forms, particularly for errors, I think?
That's also on our roadmap.
Yep.
So the MS Dean forums in particular.
Yep.
So when, for example, when you cannot find any code samples, the next step we will do, so let me go to the main window. So when you're searching for code samples, in future, when if you just in case you cannot find any sample project or code snippet, and in future we are thinking about adding another tab here, maybe called MS Dean Forum, that you can find the relevant question in forums, and even enable you to directly ask questions in forums from this scene.
That would be good too, Very, very cool. So I love it. I love it. So you guys should definitely go get that. If you liked the code search, you're going to love this. The ability to do snippets, now the ability to do samples all in one tool, and continuing to evolve. That's great stuff.
Thanks
for coming on and showing this to us.
Thank you very much. We hope you like it.
I love it. And we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.